Chena Valley Lifestyle Village. So if you see or hear something this afternoon, come and break the news in Perth Live's Word on the Street. Would you or have you decided to do it yourself when it comes to orthodontic products? Have you decided it's far too expensive to go and see a specialist, to go and see an orthodontist, that you can do it all for yourself? There is a warning that there's a rise, there's a boom in the number of people deciding to do it themselves, but it could be quite dangerous for you. Dr. Howard Holmes is a specialist orthodontist and spokesman for Orthodontics Australia, and he joins you live on your radio right now. Dr. Holmes, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for your time, Howard. What sort of procedures are we talking about? What sort of orthodontic work are people trying to experiment by themselves?
Well, the latest trend in sort of direct-to-consumer orthodontics is sort of modelled on the plastic aligner treatment method, which is quite different to traditional braces-type treatments that orthodontists have been offering for decades. So clear aligner treatment has been around for quite some time, probably about 20 years. However, as with most industries these days, some disruptors have emerged and they're looking to bypass the healthcare professional and offer these products in a very rudimentary form to directly to consumers.
So people are trying to straighten their teeth themselves, for want of a more simplistic term, Howard?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, the systems that have been created so far involve a mail order kit, which is equivalent to taking a mould of your own teeth and taking a few selfies of your teeth and sending them to the company, who then will provide you with this product that you wear and supposedly will straighten your teeth. Now, obviously, there's huge limitations with that, and there's some particular sort of concerns that dental professionals have, particularly the orthodontists, about the safety of that. I mean, there's no examination by a healthcare professional, not even a general dentist. There's no x-rays taken to assess the health of the teeth, the bones, the gums, and there's no ongoing supervision. Furthermore, if things don't go well, there's a lack of regulation because these companies don't fall under the umbrella of the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation.
So if you have, say, private health insurance, for example, and you get run into an issue, you won't be covered?
No, private health insurance wouldn't normally cover these kind of products. I mean, it's a product, it's not a service.
Right.
You're not actually seeing a dentist or an orthodontist. You're just simply ordering a product literally off the shelf.
Look, I can understand, and there's plenty of industries, and we've got plenty of examples where disruption has entered the market, but when we're talking about your teeth, we're talking about your health. Now, what if you have a gum issue, or you might have a filling that's broken? I would have absolutely no idea, apart from feeling the pain, of diagnosing it myself.
Well, that's exactly right, and the thing about a lot of dental health issues is that you often don't feel pain until it's very late on in that disease process. So you may have undetected decay in one of your teeth or undetected gum disease, which if you haven't seen a dentist for a little while, that may not have been picked up. And then if you go and order one of these products, that's going to pretty much exacerbate those problems. And you can imagine that, what might seem like a cheap and convenient product to buy suddenly could turn into a very expensive exercise if some sort of remedial treatment is required afterwards.
Now, we all like to try and delay, don't we, Dr. Holmes, the number of times we go and see a dentist, and we always put it to the back burner before something becomes a bit serious, and then they refer us off to people like your good self as orthodontists. But you can't take your teeth into your own hands, particularly if you're trying to straighten them back up. I mean, I'd have next to no idea how to do it, and that's why blokes like yourself go and spend years and years and years studying. It's a specialist expertise that you have. I mean, I can't see how you can go and outsource that to something that you just buy on the internet.
Well, exactly. And, there's other examples in healthcare and medicine where similar exercises have been attempted by industry disruptors, and it's not ended well for the unsuspecting or unassuming consumer. So really our role as the Australian Society of Orthodontists via our consumer outlet, Orthodontics Australia, what we're trying to do is try to educate the public about or warn them about the issues before these products really take over. At the moment, Australia is one of the last domains, if you like, for these companies to emerge and sell their wares. There's been quite big in the US for a couple of years, and there's a lot of case studies out of the US where things have gone very poorly for a lot of patients. What we're trying to do is get on the front foot here and just warn people before these things really emerge on the market here. So there's a couple of companies that have already set up on the East Coast. There's one big company from the US which look like they're setting up at the moment. So, yeah, just be buyer beware. I mean, one of their claims is that it's cheap, and it may be cheaper than perhaps going to a specialist, but you are not getting that specialist care. You're not getting the expertise. It's a bit like trying to do a renovation of your house without employing a builder. You need that expertise to guide you through the process, ensure that there's a good outcome and it's done safely.
Howard Holmes, thank you.
Thank you, Ollie. Have a good day.
You too. Specialist orthodontist, spokesman for Orthodontics Australia is Dr. Howard Holmes. You might have tried to DIY dentist, DIY orthodontist. How'd it go? I don't think I would be rolling the dice and trying it myself. No way in the world, particularly if your teeth are moving. That's why you go and see orthodontists. I had braces, I think, when I was 13 for a couple of years. In fact, I had a wire on the back of my teeth until recently. So a good 20 years I had a wire on the back of my teeth. I got sick of it, pulled it out. Not myself, went and saw the dentist. It broke. She wanted to replace it. I said, no, get rid of it. It's gone. Much better. But 20 years, had this silly wire on the back of my teeth. Probably regret it in a couple of years' time. Anyway, if you have gone DIY dentist, if you have gone DIY orthodontist, has it worked out for you? Would you roll the dice? 9221 882 Perth Live at 6pr.com.au.